Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to our election coverage here on Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you this half hour. We've got Howard Bloom with us and Dr. John Curtis. Howard, of course, is an author, researcher. One of his books includes The Global Brain. He has been debating Dr. John Curtis here on this program during this election process. Howard, your assessment of tonight, my friend?
It's looking very grim, and here's why it's looking grim. The president in the last hour has tweeted that I will be making a statement tonight, a big win. And he's also said we're up big, but they are trying to steal the election. The president is trying to steal the election if he attempts this. As of the last count, according to Fox News, Biden was way ahead of Donald Trump in terms of electoral votes. He was 1.5 million popular votes ahead of Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump tries to claim that he's won a victory tonight, he is ruling out that enormous number, close to 100 million mail-in ballots and early ballots that established a whole new record for mail-in and early ballots, because in states like Virginia, many of those will not be counted until Friday afternoon. And if he disqualifies those of us, including me, who voted early or who voted by email, he is doing one of the greatest disservices, one of the greatest acts of robbery against American voters that I have seen in my lifetime.
God, you don't sound happy, Howard.
No, I'm not happy at all. Right now, if he simply took it slow, some of the projections say that he may well win this thing. But again, we will not know the real results until Friday. And there's another problem. There were all kinds of predictions from both the right and the left that there would be violence in the streets today, that there would be Trump's militias and Trump's armies in the streets with their AK-47s and automatic rifles.
Well, so far, God willing, everything's peaceful.
Exactly. Exactly. And if Donald Trump acts prematurely, as his tweets indicate that he is about to do any minute now, all of that could erupt.
Let me bring in Dr. John Curtis. John, your arch rival, get reaction to that, please.
Well, I mean, is Howard going to tell us what he really feels about Trump ever? Is he ever
Thank
really
going
to share his feelings? Look, this is about math, Howard. It's not about, you know, emotional reactions here. We have a number of the states that Trump had to run the table on all of the states, literally thread a needle to win this contest. And he's the Associated Press and the major news organizations are not calling this election yet. They only reluctantly, just a few minutes ago, called Texas, and a little short while before that called Ohio, and they just recently called Florida. Now, there's no path to Biden winning this election without winning Ohio, without winning Florida, and certainly not winning Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania has not completed their vote yet, but it's Trump is up by 16%, and whatever is remaining...
John. 16% of what?
Left. There's not enough votes there to appreciably change those margins, maybe by a percentage point or two, but Trump is up by huge margins in Pennsylvania. This race, basically, the reason why he's tweeting that is not because he wants to disenfranchise anybody, because don't forget, they've had a lot of these mail-in votes already, and they've already counted them. And a lot of the so whatever trickles in the next day or two, that's not going to change this election or these trends right now. And Trump has won Texas, obviously, by a big margin. And all of the states, all of the polling that was so convinced, a 10% margin that Biden had nationally, and in the battleground states, up 6 to 8, 10% by the media, with all of the fake polls, the fake reporting, and the breach of journalism that has been accomplished in this election by the mainstream media to back one candidate. A media is the U.S. press is not supposed to back any candidate. They're supposed
Wait a minute. You've got a U.S. press that's very significant.
They don't
called Fox News. You have another one called the Daily Caller. You have another one called the Washington Examiner. And they are unabashedly for one candidate and one candidate only, and that is Donald Trump. And that is the right of free speech in America, that you can have your pro-Trump outlets and you can have your anti-Trump outlets. But when you say that Trump is 16% ahead, what in the world are you talking about? Trump is 1.5 million votes behind.
16% in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, that's Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania hasn't been counted. The count is not through in Pennsylvania.
No,
remember, there were 100 million, actually closer to 97
John, I got to tell you, when Howard's talking, we can't hear you, so let him speak. Go ahead, Howard.
So there have been approximately 97 million advance votes, and many of those votes are not going to be counted tonight. So it is vastly premature to count this election tonight. Now, I grant you that there are outlets, including the Washington Post, that project that Donald Trump will be a winner. Ironically, Fox News does not project that Donald Trump would be a winner. Fox News has Joe Biden far ahead. It is premature. You cannot call the election tonight without disqualifying, disenfranchising close to 100 million American voters. That is not democracy.
Well, no, it's not going to be called tonight, John Curtis.
No, we know that it's not going to be called.
The president is saying he's going to
call
it.
Call these races until sometime in the next few days. But what I'm saying is all of those mail-in votes, those absentee ballots, most of them have already been added up and counted into these totals.
It was not allowed, and this is
about
because
that.
Of Republican lawyers.
Not been counted.
Well, not in all the states, John. In some states, they've only counted about 18 to 20% in a few of the big states. So not everything's counted yet.
Republican lawyers made it impossible in certain states to begin counting those votes that were cast 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and 1 week ago until 7 o'clock tonight. And many of those offices, many of those electoral offices, have sent home their workers for the night and will not finish counting them even tomorrow. Again, it's going to be Friday.
It's going to be a couple days.
Called the election for Trump.
Remember that in 2000, it took 37 days to finish counting the election, and even then it was so close that the Supreme Court weighed in and gave it to George Bush. So it is very common that elections are late in being called. But the problem here is that the president, Donald J. Trump, who has now, according to the Washington Post, told over 22,000 lies during his course in the White House, has said openly, overtly, within the last hour, twice, that he'll be making a statement tonight and basically calling the election as a victory, which is exactly what insiders had leaked that he would do for the last 2 days. If he does that, he is doing what William Barr did when he said dishonestly, when he lied and said that the Mueller report had said that there was no collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. No, collusions was not a matter considered in the Mueller report. There were 240 pages of Donald Trump doing very dangerous things.
Let's go to Tom for an update on the numbers, and we'll come right back to both of you. Tom, what do you got for us?
Well, the race goes on. It'll go on into the week. But right now, Newsmax and News TV report Biden 215, Donald Trump 213.
Yeah, they're a little more accurate, I think, than some of the other networks because they're taking specific numbers. And in terms of the national count, the popular vote, Biden's ahead by, what did you say, Howard, a million
plus? About 1.5 million.
Yeah, that's
close. A little
close.
Less than that. But
that's a lot, that's a lot less than Hillary won by.
Hillary won the
You're absolutely right, John.
You're absolutely right. But here's the deal. According to Fox News, as of this moment, and remember, Fox News leans Trump, there are 238 Electoral College votes that have gone to Joe Biden. There are 213 that have gone to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is way behind in the Electoral College as of this moment.
Well, the reason why he's behind is because they haven't called the races yet.
That's right. And that's why it would be illegitimate.
He's going to go up to about three. He's going to go to approximately 290, as my calculation. It's not going to be 320, George. It's going to be around 290, something along in that as the final total.
Well, what are there? There are 538 total electoral votes, and you need 270.
Trump will have 292. He needs 270 to win.
Right.
He's going. You know, if the trends hold right now, and they certainly look like they're holding, Trump will win this election.
You may be right. But for Trump to call the election tonight, which he has said twice he will do within the last hour in his own tweets, which he has declared 3 years ago, are government policy statements. For him to do that tonight would be fraudulent, illegitimate.
Well, Trump is not able to call an election. No candidate
can. Yes, he
can
declare himself
the only
victor
person
tonight.
That can call that are, you know, the counting, the bean counter number crunchers like AP.
I agree with you.
So
Donald Trump does not agree with you.
That will happen sometime tomorrow. But don't forget,
maybe
they're not calling Michigan. They're not calling Wisconsin yet, even though Trump is winning.
Or Pennsylvania.
They haven't called Pennsylvania. And when they do, he will be over the 270 votes. So whatever Fox News is reporting right now, it isn't because they think that Biden has more electoral votes than Trump. It's because they're not yet ready to call these other states that are clearly in Trump's corner right now.
Howard, let me ask you this. If you were in a bar with John Curtis, would you buy him a drink?
Yes.
John, would you buy... Would you
discuss this at length.
Would you buy Howard one?
Of course.
All right, well, that's
Howard,
good.
And, you know, we're talking about all this stuff, yeah. And we just want, you know, to get the facts out as best as we can right now. And no one is calling any election. All he's saying is, look, you know, the media called him out. They said that Biden was going to win potentially by a landslide. The national, you know, polling organizations and the media have been completely discredited, just like they were in 2016. And I think the American voters... The American voters got it right that they weren't going to be duped by the media and the bias they had against this president. They blamed him for the entire coronavirus, all 235,000 deaths. I mean, do you know how outrageous? He's the
No, I blame him for the coronavirus,
the
too, and it's not outrageous, John. It is not outrageous
oh,
at all.
Of course it is. No
if
other
no,
elected
we had
leader
followed
in the
policies
world
of South Korea, we would have had the
coronavirus. Guys, one at a time, please.
Well, if we had followed the policies of South Korea and begun testing extremely early and been very thorough about testing and isolation, we would have had fewer than 4,000 deaths by now. We've had 233,000 deaths. That puts over 220,000 deaths, more than five of the wars of the 20th century.
They're having a worse bout of coronavirus than the United States is. And they've taken all the extreme measures, including lockdowns and shutdowns. And that's another reason why I think voters turned against Biden at the end of this. They don't want more lockdowns, no matter what the consequences are with the coronavirus. They're tired of it. They want to get back to some kind of normalcy. And that's what Trump is offering.
John, if you test and isolate, you do not need to shut down businesses. If we had started testing and isolating at the end of January, which is when South Korea did it, we would not have had to shut down our businesses at all. There was a huge mistake made, an error in judgment. And in America, we call that an error in policy when it's made by the president, commander-in-chief.
Howard, that's your opinion. I think Trump played it exactly right. I think the only mistake he made was shutting down in April and May. He shouldn't have shut down at all. There should have been no shutdowns. That's what sent the economy into a tailspin, and that's what will drive the economy in the future, more shutdowns, into a major depression.
Well, again, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, none of them had to shut down their economy for any significant length of time, and all of them have had the equivalent of 2,000 deaths in the United States.
Yeah, but here's my point. Do you think the president's going to fire Fauci, Howard, if he's reelected?
He is. Yeah. Anyone who does not praise him is out.
What do you think, John Curtis?
He's not going to touch Fauci. He's a 40-year government bureaucrat at the National Institutes of Health. I don't think so.
No, what he's going to do is fire him from his advisory council on COVID, and he'll allow him to stay in his position at the Centers for Disease
Control. Of course he will. Guy is 80 years of age. He should have been retired years ago, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Had Obama listened to, if Ginsburg had any, awareness of her age and her medical condition, she would have taken Obama's advice, several years ago and retired and allowed him to appoint another liberal Supreme Court justice.
Well, medical condition is not my condition, and as I think all three of us can attest, the kind of doddering senile old age you used to have at the age of 70 in the old days, today you're the equivalent of 50 when you're in your 70s.
I don't
think equivalent.
No, I would guess 70 is the new 50.
If you take care of yourself. You can be optimistic as you want about that, but if you think that Joe Biden is sounds as lucid as he did 20 years ago or 10 years ago, I mean, you're not listening to the same person. And, a person in their 70s, does not have the memory capacity any longer that a person in their 50s or 60s has.
I'm 77 years old, and I can run rings around physically and mentally around just about anybody over the age of 50.
Well, you're lucky, though, Howard. You were bedridden for a lot of years.
That's true. I got 15 years off, basically, for good behavior.
All right, look, we're wrapping up, you two. John, give me about 30 seconds about your predictions for the next day or two.
Well, my predictions, right, if the trends hold that they that appear to be holding right now over the next 24 hours, Trump has been reelected for another 4 years.
Howard Bloom?
That is entirely possible, but I am deeply concerned for America's values of honesty, decency, pluralism, tolerance, and freedom of speech. And I think all of those are being thrown out the window of the White House under a Donald Trump regime. And if we have 4 more years of this, I fear for the future of democracy itself.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.